This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're mudlarking, that's the English term for beachcombing, with Lara Maclem. And her book is Mudlark, In Search of London's Past Along the River Thames. So now when you do go beachcombing or mudlarking, what's your outfit? I would imagine some people are digging and hunting, and others are just kind of looking around.
Yeah, I mean, there again, there are some places where you're not allowed to disturb the foreshore. In central London on the north side, You cannot disturb as much as a stone. So you really need to know what you can and can't do. I don't use a metal detector. I don't dig and I don't scrape. So I'm just using my eyes. And I do a lot of kneeling. So I've got kneeling pads. And I can kneel and just stare at mud, basically, for hours. And I find that's the best way to find the most stuff.
Along with the tiles, the thing you'll find if you happen to be wandering along the low tide mud in downtown London are these white tubes. And once in a while, the white tube will have a pipe bowl on it. And these are one-hit pipes. I didn't realize it, but the way I understand it, in Victorian times, you'd have a little one-hit way to enjoy your tobacco or whatever you're smoking. Tell us about those pipes and why are there so many of them?
These are clay tobacco pipes. They date right back to 1580. And the very, very earliest ones are the pipe bowls are so small. They're about the size of the end of my little finger. And that's simply because tobacco was so expensive. We just started importing it from the New World, from America. And it was very, very expensive. And then as demand grew, it became incredibly fashionable. Everybody wanted to smoke. So in the Americas, they started growing more and more tobacco. We started importing more and it got cheaper. And the pipe bowls got larger. And that's how you date the pipe bowls, by the size. Now, it's a little bit of a myth that they were one-hit wonders. Our ancestors were anything but wasteful. And right. They would take them and they would put them in the fire to burn out the residual tar and sanitize them so they could be used over and over again. But as they broke very, very easily. That's one reason you find so many of these little clay tubes. And as they got very, very small, they got too hot to smoke. They became nose warmers. And so then they got thrown away.